Hello, everyone. Welcome to the AT Junkie podcast. My name is Bill Bulis, and I am extremely happy to be here with you today. What I want to first do is take some time to say thank you to all of you who have been sharing all of our posts, our website, the Facebook live chats that we've been doing. It is amazing how much support is out there for what I'm trying to put together here. And I really appreciate all of you who have done it. And I'm going to, again, ask anyone who's listening to please help spread the word, as we are trying to educate an entire community of people. And hopefully, more and more people will start to join in on these podcasts and Facebook live chats and all that good stuff. We're doing really well, but we want to do better, as always. So please help us out. Spread the word, share some of our posts, comment on them, give us feedback. I want to do better. I want to improve, and I want you guys to help me improve by telling me what you want to see or what you want to hear. This podcast is on the Hook Audio 3D recording headphones. That is a lot to say, but these are very cool headphones. I'm going to talk to you about how they work and what they're all about. And then we're also going to do a companion video on YouTube. And I'll try to get the audio from that video to post it right here. So those of you who are subscribed to the podcast can actually listen to it. But I wanted people who are able to see, even if you can see a little bit, you know, if you have some usable vision, I want people to see what these things are all about. And I'm going to describe them here, but then I also want you guys to check out what they sound like, because that's the key. It's not so much what they look like, it's what they sound like that's impressive. So they're made by a company called Hook Audio, which is H-O-O-K-E Audio. They are basically earbuds, and they kind of hook over the top of your ears. Now, traditionally, I have not been a fan of earbuds. They always fit funny in my ears. They don't. You know, after a while, they start to irritate me, or they start to hurt a little bit. So I've always been an over-the-ear headphones guy, right? I've always enjoyed like the bigger, not giant, but the bigger headphones that kind of sit on your ears. And you know, it's always been the way I've been, but these are really comfortable. They kind of hook over the top of your ears, and they fit just right. Like the ones that, you know, the way they came out of the box fit just right. Now, these do come with different size cushions, if you want to call them cushions. They come with different size kind of buds, but I didn't have to change mine. Mine fit just right out of the box, which is good. Some of you guys have smaller ears. Some of you have larger ears. I think I've got the largest earbuds in there right now. I think that's what they come with. But you can definitely remove them and put on some of the smaller ones if they're going to be a better fit for you. So let's talk about what comes in the box really quickly. You get your earbuds. You get a oval, pretty decent little case for them. Again, these are very, very small. They fit in that little case really well. It's like a little oval-shaped case, and it zips around to keep it shut. So the zipper goes pretty much all the way around the case, at least 3/4 of the way around the case. And it comes with a charging cable, which is a micro USB cable. And I think that's great, because if anything happens to your cable, you can always go to any kind of store and pretty much buy one. So you can go to like Best Buy or Walmart or whatever. They have those micro USB cables. The other thing that it comes with is a cable that allows you to attach it to a camera, like a GoPro or something like that. And that cable is retractable. So when you don't need the cable, you can pull on it, and then it kind of wraps up into itself. I've seen some of those cables around when Radio Shack was around. I think, you know, very few Radio Shacks are around right now, but they used to sell a retractable cable for like iPhones, and they have them for the micro USB as well. Those were really cool. So I'm kind of glad to see that these Hook Audio headphones come with that type of cable. The charging cable is not retractable. It's just a standard micro USB cable. But these are really good quality earbuds. And what they do is they record in 3D. So if you're listening to your own recording, or if somebody else is listening, like let's say you did a podcast with a bunch of people in the room, or let's say you recorded a conference, like one of the presentations at a conference. Let's say you recorded a meeting at your job. The audio is going to basically put the listener in the middle, like where the headphones would normally be. So if you're wearing them, the listener would be exactly where you're sitting, and all the happenings in the room or all the happenings in your environment will be recorded as they are. In other words, it'll be in 3D. Like you'll be able to hear where everyone is sitting, not just a room full of people like you would with normal headphones. They would actually be situated around the listener. And when I do the companion video to this podcast, you guys will see exactly what I'm talking about. You'll see the amazing quality with these headphones. I actually took them to the grocery store earlier today, and I was testing them out, and the audio came out really well. I you know, was crossing a street, walking through the parking lot of the grocery store, and then I went in and around the grocery store, and all the audio came out like it was supposed to, almost like the listener was in the middle of everything that was happening. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to see. For me, these are basically a toy. We plan on doing some podcasts where I will be, you know, remote, working with people and doing different things. And so I think they're going to come in very, very handy. So I guess the question you guys have is, how do they record? And the way that they record is there's an app that you can download for free onto your iPhone, or I believe they have Android as well. They do. They have Android. So you can download that app, and it is fully accessible for somebody who uses VoiceOver. All the buttons are labeled. They work really, really well. This company actually had visually impaired and blind beta testers when they were developing the headphones, and they did a very good job. Those guys should be commended. I think the company is well informed as far as what the needs are of our community, and their app and the product is very, very accessible. So I really love seeing that, because it's not a blindness product. You know, this is a product that anybody can go pick up and use, and the fact that it's accessible right out of the box is very cool. I was able to connect the headphones to my iPhone independently, just using your typical Bluetooth connection. And once the connection was done, I downloaded the app, and once I opened the app, it recognized the headphones and everything was set to go. There's a record button on the app. You can press that button to start recording, or you can press the button on your headphones to start recording. So you don't even need to fiddle around with the screen. The beautiful stuff that I think it's beautiful that you can check your battery life on the app. You know, it tells you from 1 to 5 bars how well your headphones are doing as far as battery life goes. I think it's incredible, man. I think this company has done an amazing job, and you guys will see and hear it when we do the companion video. Now, I say companion video because that's another thing that you can do with the app, is that it uses the camera on your phone. So you don't just have to record audio, you can also record video. And that is really cool. I hate using a camera because I never seem to aim it right. You know, I always seem to, like, if I'm taking video of like a large area, I'm not bad with it. But if I have to focus on something like one person and get a tight shot on them, I'm not able to always do that very well. So what this app seems to do is just kind of, you know, do it kind of does the aiming for you, in the sense that, you know, it will pick up video just like it's normally supposed to. So the iPhone has built-in technology that allows, you know, for like the autofocus and stuff like that. So it does a really good job. I highly recommend these. I will put a link on blindrehab.com so you guys can go check them out. They are probably my favorite new toy. I think they're my favorite new toy, but I get a lot of new toys, so I don't know. Like, it's very hard to say what's my favorite new toy. It really depends on the time of the year, you know what I mean, or what new toys are out there. Another new toy that I recently got, because I heard it was really accessible, and we'll be doing a podcast on this probably next week, is the Amazon Fire TV. And that is like a streaming box, almost like an Apple TV. We will go ahead and take it through its paces and give you guys an overview of that on next week's podcast. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed listening to my quick description and review of the Hook Audio headphones. Please share this podcast. Like I said, let everybody know that we're doing these. And of course, all feedback is very, very much appreciated. There is a contact form on every single page of our website, which again is blindrehab.com. Talk to you guys on the next podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great one.